With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. Today marks the opening of the first shotgun deer season in Iowa. The DNR's Tyler Harms oversees the surveys and management of the deer herd. He says one change from last year is the dropping of the buck-only status in some counties.
That restriction has been in place in about 24 counties in north central and northwest Iowa since 2014, and in the past few years here, we've been slowly removing that restriction from counties as our data suggests that populations are recovering to goal levels in those areas.
Harms says he's had many questions about a survey that found COVID in deer, and he reassures hunters it is not a problem.
This result should not rise to the level of concern that it keeps anyone from hunting this year. We are recommending that hunters take some basic precautions when processing deer that they harvest. Those are just wearing gloves and making sure that you're washing your hands and your equipment thoroughly after you're finished processing that animal. Those precautions should minimize any risk that there is of contracting COVID-19 from a deer if it were infected.
He says there should not be any concern about finding deer.
Our data from the Spring Spotlight survey suggests that that populations are stable for the most part, statewide, maybe slightly increasing in some areas, but we're still right at our goal level across the state.
And Harms reminds hunters to read all the safety precautions before heading out.
We do have legal requirements for blaze orange while deer hunting, so hunters will want to check on those things in our hunting regulations. And, you know, what we always recommend is the more the better. For blaze orange, making sure that you're seen by other hunters is really key to maintaining a safe hunting trip.
The first shotgun deer hunting season runs through December 8th. The second shotgun season runs from December 11th through the 19th. More information about the shotgun season can be found at iowadnr.gov. That's iowadnr.gov. Yesterday afternoon, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department transported from Franklin County 30-year-old Scott Yarber of Hampton, who was wanted on a Cerro Gordo warrant for second-degree harassment, threatened bodily injury. Yarber is being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Jacob Pritchard of Des Moines on a warrant for a probation violation from the original charge of assault on persons in certain occupations, intent of injury. Pritchard being held at the Hardin County Jail. This past week, the Hancock County Board of Supervisors received a presentation from OPN Architects on courthouse improvement projects. The firm told the supervisors that the county takes excellent care of the courthouse in Garner, but the weather has taken its toll in various spots. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors took the presentation under advisement. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows 48.63% of the state of Iowa has no drought conditions, down from last week's 57.58%. Over 38% of the state is now listed as abnormally dry. Last week, it was just over 29%. Northeastern Grundy, about one half of Butler, Northeast Wright, Northwest Franklin, Western Floyd, all of Cerro Gordo, and most of Hancock counties are listed as being in a moderate drought. The rest of the broadcast area is either abnormally dry or has no drought conditions. More and more listeners are downloading the new Radio On The Go mobile app, which is available for download at the Apple App Store and Google Play. The new and user-friendly version of the app gives listeners the ability to listen to the Newsmaker program along with the news, sports, obituaries, and more on demand 24/7. On the new app, you can also access the KLMJ stream. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.